The Yankees aren't crybabies about the referees, though. Tell you that right now. Let's do that for a quick second, as yesterday we saw one of the more, as we focus on calls and non-calls, umpires and referees, what happened yesterday at Yankee Stadium is an all-timer. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Because Aaron Boone gets thrown out of this game 5 pitches into the game on for reasons of just absolutely doing nothing wrong. So if you haven't seen the game, Hunter Wenceslas is the home plate umpire. It's the first batter of the game. Rodon, who was utterly brilliant and has really pitched well his last handful of starts, throws a slider to a left hand, to a right-handed bat, goes down and hits his back foot. You know, the back foot slider hits his back foot. It's a check swing. The Yankees believe it was a swing. They go down to first. The referee at first place gives the save sign. He did not swing. Hit batter, go to first base. Boone comes out. He's yelling at the first base umpire, saying clearly a swing. He even turns to Hunter Wenceslas and say, "Hey, you know, you can make that call too." And Hunter Wenceslas and whatever's going on with the Yankee and the Yes Network microphones and the Yankee Stadium microphones, I don't know what's going on, what they've done, if they've upgraded, added more, but the crowd sounds louder than ever. You can't even get through, like, the beginning part of the game, you can't even hear Michael Kay over the roll call. And I don't know if the roll call is just in stronger voice than ever. I can't imagine that. But you hear it louder than ever. And then you hear this exchange between Wenceslas and Aaron Boone clearer than I've ever heard an exchange between an umpire and a manager. But he clearly says that. He said, "Now I'm watching," when Boone must have said to him, "You can make the call." He's like, "I got this to worry about. I got that to worry about. One more word, Boone, and you're out of here." Made it very clear. And Boone said, "Okay," actually gave him a thumbs up, and then just quietly sat there and stood there and was looking at his fingernails when someone in the crowd behind Boone shouted something, and immediately Hunter Wenceslas turned to Boone and threw him out of the game. And Boone goes apoplectic. He didn't say a damn thing. It's all on camera. He doesn't say a thing. There's a guy in a blue shirt right behind him that clearly shouts something. And it caused Boone getting thrown out. And even that, to me, is it's a bit much. It's rabbit ears. It's the idea that, you know, you got to understand the difference between the crowd and the bench on some level. But ultimately, just these umpires, they're so quick to throw people out of the game. It's ridiculous. But fine. You thought it was Boone. Fine. Boone comes running out of the dugout and tries to explain himself and says, "I didn't say anything. It was behind me." And Hunter Wenceslas clearly says to him, you can hear it, "I don't care who said it, you're gone." And that's where we really all have a problem with it. Because if an umpire doesn't care about facts, doesn't care about who said what, just is throwing people out because he's pissed off that they're playing a Monday afternoon game or whatever the case may be, that's the problem. And here's what I'll say. One, the thing I disagree with Aaron Boone in the post game was asked about bad blood or reputation, and he said, no, he doesn't think so. Aaron, there is no doubt the amount of games you have been thrown out for, which I believe the last 2 years you have led Major League Baseball. The amount of games you get thrown out for, the amount of times you have problems with the umpires is without question turning them against you. And I don't care. It's your money. I mean, that's really ultimately it. You're still pulling the strings from the dugout. And ultimately, I think for the most part, the team appreciates it and loves it. I think it's for pretty much 99% of times getting ejected, I believe it's probably it only helps the team. It doesn't hinder. So it's really just about Boone's money. But there is no question that umpires have a shorter leash with Aaron Boone because of his antics and because of the number of times he's been thrown out and the reputation he has built up throughout baseball. You can say all you want, it's not Boone. It is without question. They know you. They're aware. They wanted to put an end to it. He had no, there was no mood for him to end this, that, and he threw you out. But then what bothers me more than even all of that, that he was biased going into it against Aaron Boone, which on some level you got to blame Boone for. But they're in there knowing Aaron Boone, and they're ready to and aching to throw Boone out of the game the first chance they get because they don't want to put up with it all day. Forget the idea that he said, I don't care who said it. In the post game, when held accountable for an amazing turn of events, when asked about it, he still doubles down on it. And I'm sorry, I guess we don't know this for sure, but if you watch the video, Boone is standing right there. He's told to shut up. He shuts up. There's a guy directly behind him in the crowd who shouts something, and the second his mouth opens, that's when the umpire, Hunter Wentelstadt, makes the decision to throw Boone out. And yet he claims that it was down the bench. He knew it wasn't from Boone, but threw Boone out anyway because he's the manager and he's responsible for the dugout. And the last thing he wants to do is throw out a player. So the manager has to go. It is absolute garbage. This is an umpire who didn't want to admit that he allowed a fan to fool him into throwing out a manager who did nothing but accept your request and didn't say a word. So instead of just saying, my bad, I thought it was Boone, or I thought it was coming from the Yankee dugout, if I was fooled, I apologize. Instead of something like that, what he does is, no, I knew it wasn't Boone. That's why I said I didn't care who it was. It came from the end of the bench. And it's ultimately the manager's responsibility to hold the line. It is absolute nonsense. And you cannot in the moment say, I don't care. You can't just say, I'm throwing you out because I want to. Well, it wasn't me. I don't care if it wasn't you. You're gone. You can't say you don't care. It's ridiculous. And they're so quick to throw guys out. Just deal with it. This is not some, it's not some obnoxious father at Little League. They're professional. It's professionals here. You paid good money. Just umpire the game, and who cares? Turn it off. Just don't listen. It drives me absolutely nuts. And then the lies, it's a terrible look for Hunter Wentelstadt. It's a terrible look for Major League Baseball. And I think Boone probably won't get fined. I think they'll probably give back his fine, would be my guess. But ultimately, I don't care. I care more about the offense doing absolutely nothing.